Angry, frustrated citizens could easily convert to angry, frustrated voters later on. New Jersey politicians are getting mixed grades so far from the public on their response to 2.5 feet of snow. Governor Chris Christie and his lieutenant governor, Kim Godano, were both on vacation with their families in sunnier locales when the storm hit Jersey. Newark Mayor Cory Booker, on the other hand, is trying to demonstrate deep engagement. He's using a very public forum, Twitter, to communicate with constituents in trouble and, in some cases, shown up on their streets shovel in hand. To talk more about how these polls will feel the effects of this storm after the thaw, we turn to Paul Muhlschein. He's a columnist from the Star-Ledger, and he joins us from Trenton. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
So how angry are folks in New Jersey about the absences in the governor's office?
Everybody seems to be extremely angry about it because they've done such a crummy job of clearing the roads, and they're also denying they did that. So, you know, the joke going around is that over the weekend, as Christie was getting ready to fly out, if a reporter came up to him and said, "We're about to have the biggest blizzard of the century. What are you doing, Governor?" He would have responded, "I'm going to Disney World."
Right, of course, which is, of course, what he actually did over his little winter vacation. You know, what I found interesting about this story is that this is the first year that New Jersey had a lieutenant governor. The voters approved a provision in 2005 creating the lieutenant governor office. Before that, the head of the state Senate was the default leader if the governor was out of town. So what happened?
Apparently, Kim Godano went down to Mexico on vacation and stayed longer than Christie had expected. Now, Godano, there's now some spin coming out that she's visiting her ailing father, and she might be a little bit more off the hook than she was. But as for him, I don't know how you fly out when you're facing the biggest blizzard of the year.
But, I mean, I'm from the Northeast, and I'd say, you know, it snows every year. Big snows happen all the time. What's the big deal?
Well, I'll tell you what. The big deal is I live in Ocean County. Kim lives in Monmouth. We're both on the coast where we got the brunt of it. We got about 3 feet. We are also the two counties that gave him his biggest margins. We basically elected him, and we got the worst snow removal. The sort of leadership you need, you make a call to the town, and you say, "Would you plow the road, and we'll give you a little extra money," you know. But as of yesterday, the state highways were still unplowed, and it was impassable in a lot of the state.
Mayor Booker, he's sort of micromanaging this storm through Twitter, talking about delivering diapers and personally taking shoveling requests. What kind of response is Booker getting from people in state?
Well, you know, Cory is something of a public relations genius, you know. So, I mean, that's just what you do in a snowstorm. Do something. I just walked by the governor's office. It's a ghost town. The secretaries are barely sitting there. And the state is still in the midst of this crisis. You can walk past the governor's office, you don't see a soul.
One thing is Newark has been in the news, not for very good things. They had a little bit of a spike in crime recently. I mean, did Mayor Booker need to be out there? I mean, does he need something like this right now?
Well, yeah, he does, because his reputation inside the city isn't that great. A lot of people see him as just being another wheeler dealer politician. His reputation outside the city is really great because he's this statuesque, you know, Stanford football player grad and, you know, who's rescuing the inner city. But, yeah, he needed something like that. And when it comes to, as a newsman, watching people handle publicity, you know, he's just a master at that. He, maybe not so good at governing, but, boy, he sure knows how to handle the PR side.
That's Paul Muhlschein, columnist for the Star-Ledger newspaper. He spoke to us from Trenton, New Jersey. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks a lot. Bye.